It's really nice out here under all these stars. Oh, yes. It is a beautiful night. Do you think we're alone in the universe?
All right.
Wait, what's that?
Here we go. Welcome, everybody. Oh, wait. Yeah, there we go. All right. Welcome, everybody. I'm DJ Wero, coming back at you with some more Andromeda. Yeah. I still don't have the soundboard, but I'm hoping to get that at some point during the semester. So we're still going to have to compromise on that a little bit. But man, it's my first show back. And, you know, usually I was on Sundays. For anybody who's, like, new, I was here last semester. I was working, or not working, I was doing, I was on the air from 8 to 9, I believe. Yeah, 8 to 9 on Sundays, once a week. Now, we up in the stakes, man. We're doing twice the amount of time. Not doing 1 hour this time. We're doing 2 hours. I'm here till 8 today. And I got some stuff in store. I got a plan for my first show back. I think I was supposed to do a show last week, but I had a little bit of complications. I just had to email a few people, figure out, you know, when I was going to be on the schedule. I had to sort that thing out, but I'm glad we got that sorted out. I got classes until 5:15 today, so, you know, the move is to just stay on campus and just do my thing. But I don't know. Before I go into it, though, how was everybody's summer? My summer was pretty crazy. It wasn't a usual summer for me, you know? You know, my typical summers are usually very fun. Fun in the sense that, you know, I'm hanging out with friends and I'm just going out doing stuff. It's tradition for me to go to the boardwalk at least several times in the summer every year. And I think I was there twice this summer when I usually go like 10 times maybe. But I felt like a workaholic this summer. Man, I was just working. Ever since those two movies, The Odyssey and Spider-Man, came out. Because back at home, I work at the movie theater. And, you know, you had two major blockbuster movies come out. So when they came out, I was working 6 days a week. The first 2 weeks were 12-hour shifts. Then they calmed down a little bit. But those first 2 weeks, I did something around 62 hours, which was insane. Just really insane. It wasn't like that the entire summer. It was only like that, you know, once those two movies came out. It was Odyssey. And then it was Spider-Man, and Spider-Man, they were doing 2:30 a.m. showings. It was crazy. Absolutely crazy. But, man, let's get into it, honestly. I got a really big plan, a good plan, a good idea as to what I could do. So, what I was thinking was hooking up my computer, and I'm going to be playing, I'm actually going to be making a beat today. I'm dedicating this entire 2 hour show to making a beat. I'm going to go on my DAW and I'm going to pretty much show you guys, I'm going to do a breakdown of how I like pretty much make the beats. So I want to see real quick, though, because if I'm hooking up my computer, I should do it out of the headphones, right? I don't know if that's coming through. Let's see if it works. The speakers. I think that's working. Hold on, I'm getting a text. Hold up. I'm gonna see if Joe can make sure that you guys can hear these kicks. I'm just like pressing the kick right now. But how, man, I'm sorry. All right. Joe, if you're listening, let me know if you hear it, because I hear it. It honestly sounds good. Let's see if the snare works. Okay, Now, pretty much this should work, but if not, I'm gonna have to get my good old buddy Pal on the phone. He's got the problems to all, he's got the solutions to all my problems. See if this can... I think it's playing out of the computer, that's the thing. Alright, so here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get Joe on the phone. Or actually, you know what I can do? I can test. See, we're gonna figure this out together. I can test this. I'm gonna go into Spotify right now, actually, because I do have my computer hooked up to the aux. And if everything's working right, it should be able to play. If it works on Spotify, it should work on the DAW, right? Let's get a song going. What song should I do in the meantime while I figure this out? It'd be tragic if I had to change up my plans last second, if I had to improvise like this. I'm gonna play some R&B music, honestly. I like me some R&B music. This is going to be a little test. This is going to just test the waters, make sure that this aux is working. Everything's connected. But you know, it's okay if we're shaky for the first time back. It's been, 4 months? It's all right. We're all human here. Oh, wait. Wait, oh my God. Turn on the aux. Oh my God, wait. Okay, we're doing this again. I'm so silly for that. Hold on, close FL. Gonna open up FL. I got a text from Joe. Said I need the headphones on. All right. Hold on, we're getting this figured out. All right, wait. Can hear the hi-hats? All right, there we go. I think we're working. I think we're all in the clear. Let's go. I'm gonna, real quick, just throw on a preset, and I'm just going to play like a keyboard. I'm going to do a... That should be heard, right? Right? That's sounding good? Yes, sir. Nice. Nice. That's what I like to hear. Okay. But what I'm going to do real quick, I'm going to turn FL up and I'm going to turn my voice down a little bit. What if we did like... Could still hear me. I'm not gonna try to talk too much while I'm playing over, you know, I'm not gonna be playing the beat while I'm talking. I'm gonna try to do one at a time, but I don't know. This is a really cool idea in my opinion. I think this is cool. And actually, I found out that my roommate, I don't know what his DJ name is, honestly, but my good old buddy pal Leo, he was on air earlier this week, and he told me that he actually did something similar to this, and I was like, man, let's go. Let's go. Okay, so here's what I'm gonna do. I actually have a project that I was working on. I actually started it today, and so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna load it up. And pretty much I'm going to do a quick little walkthrough of how I pretty much got each sound. And then we're going to expand off of it. We're going to complete the melody and then we're going to get to the drums. Everybody loves the drums. If you're a beat maker, you just know that the drums are awesome. So here's what I'm going to do. So I actually have like a couple of tracks in here. I'm gonna go through one at a time. So for this first one that I got right here, pretty much I got a nylon guitar out of this preset called Expand, one of my favorite presets. I got the nylon guitar, I got a piano, and a little bit of a brass in there. And you can combine all these instruments together using this preset, which is really dope. So I'm gonna play this real quick, let you guys hear what it sounds like. All right. So yeah, that's the main melody pretty much. And so what I did for this originally, okay, and work with me here, because I actually was using a MIDI keyboard to just like play around and see what keys I can use. And, you know, I don't have that with me. I'll turn FL up. So pretty much, I'm gonna play that one more time actually. All right. I'm hoping that FL is good. Turn the voice up a little bit. I just gotta make sure that I don't talk while the FL is playing. But I'm hoping that everybody heard that. That's gonna be the main melody. And so what I did was when I was using the MIDI keyboard, pretty much, I did, originally it was, so let me go, like I said, bear with me. I don't have the keyboard here, so I'm just pressing the keys on my computer. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, D. So that's how it started off with. And then I just like stacked them. I actually raised it by 5 to G. And then I had pretty much G, 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 F, F, D sharp, D sharp, C. Let me find that here. C, D, E, F, G. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And so I stacked that. I thought that it needed something to give it a little more ambience, something to like fill it out a little more. So I added the same exact MIDIs. I put another one. Which sound is this? This is just like a pluck, pretty much. I don't know what kind of name that is for a pluck, but yeah, that's the sound. I'm going to play that right now. All right, there we go. And so together, those sound like this pretty much. So that's pretty much the main melody. And yeah, I don't really know what else to say about that. Did I tweak this at all? Yeah, I did raise the cutoff a little bit for the guitar, piano, and brass. This one I didn't even touch. So yeah, that's the main melody pretty much. That's going to be playing. I haven't figured out the arrangement yet, but you know, we can figure that out after the fact, you know, once we got all our sounds in and everything. But let's go to the next one, honestly. I'm going to play that one without the main melody. This one is strings. I just put some jazzy strings. I felt like it sounded good with it. And for this one, I did G and C. You know, that's, they're a fifth apart from each other. A G is, well, actually, I brought the G down. So it's C5 and G4. And then it goes to A sharp 4 and F4. And then D sharp 4, and then it repeats, and then it switches up just a little bit. It goes from being low to then being high. So here's what this one sounds like just by itself. It's simple, right? You know, it's simple. It doesn't need to be complicated. It's just something to fill it out a little more. That's what a lot of these are, honestly. Next one I got is a bass line. Or should I play these all together, pretty much? Let me play this one again. Yeah, so I think this one might pair better with the counter melody. I'm gonna get to the counter melody in just a second. This one, I could just run through this one quick. This is just a bass line. For bass lines, pretty much the standard rule is just copy the bass notes over, and you know, you could switch them up a little bit. Sometimes that's cool. You could really do whatever you want, but I'm pretty sure that's what I did. Yeah. Well, I kind of changed it up. I just did a simple, honestly, it would be a 1, Yeah, 1-3-5, but 5-3-1 pretty much, because this is in G minor, I'm pretty sure. Let me check the key real quick. Did put in auto key. Yeah, G minor. So that's the scale that we're following. And here's the bass line. And then it just repeats pretty much. It's just the bass line. Everybody needs it here and there. But let me play all of those together. I'm just going to play all four together right now. All right. And then for the last part that I got, right before we're going to start putting in our own stuff, I did a little bit of a counter melody. I also used expand for this. And what did I use? I used pretty much a polysynth and a guitar, but the polysynth is called guitarish, so self-explanatory. But here's what this one sounds like by itself. Let me open this. Yeah, that one was also pretty simple. It did take me maybe 20 minutes to figure this one out, but I got it at some point. I just wanted to be like, dun, 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 and I was trying to figure out, you know, what key am I in? And I figured it out. It's G, goes from to D sharp to F, back to D sharp. And then the second part of it goes from G, D sharp, to F, and then to A sharp. Oh, wait, this is A sharp. Yeah, so. And then I just put some notes below that. An A sharp, a G, a C, and an A sharp to play along with it, going something like this. No, that's G sharp. So I thought that sounded pretty cool. Actually, let me change this. I think I can make it sound a little bit better. I think that sounds a little bit better. I do like that. Okay. So yeah, that's pretty much what I got so far. So let's do it. It's 6:23. We have an hour and a half. And I'm gonna try to finish this up, arrange it. It's okay if I don't finish it. Usually beats do not take me 2 hours to make, but some people are better than others. Some people are a little quicker than others. But I'm here for the quality, not the quantity. That's what I was thinking of. Oh yeah, let me play this all together too, with the counter melody. So here's it without the counter melody, the four original sounds. With the counter melody. All right. So now we got to build off of this, right? I can't be dilly-dallying with this stuff. I'm on a mission today. I'm trying to get a good quality beat. I'm trying to show people. I'm trying to do a breakdown of how I do this. I've only been doing this for a little over a year, and I feel like this isn't something that is meant for everybody, honestly. But let's do... All right, so here's what I was thinking pretty much. I was thinking it needs some synth stabs, right? Because here's what it sounds like. And that does sound pretty filled in for the most part. I think we're pretty much like 80% of the way there, honestly, when it comes to the melody. But I did want to add some other stuff. I don't have a lead, and I don't have a... Here's what I was thinking originally was adding a synth stab, actually. So for the synth stab, let me go to... I'm going to check out Morphine quickly. I'm going to see what they have. Synthetic. What if I did something like... All right, so when we go back to it, right? The original melody we got when it starts, it's D, G, D. D4, G4, and D5. And then it goes... It's really D, C, A sharp, G. But what I was thinking is I'm going to do a C, an F, and then maybe a C again. And I wanted to do like some little don't, don't, don't. So I'm going to, I don't even know what this sound sounds like. Which one is? Oh, this is a flute. Let's not use a flute. I do not need a flute. All right. I'm just going to run through these, honestly. I'm going to see. I just need something going like, don't, 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 don't. So, like, is this one good? Feel like I could get a little bit better, but I like that one. I'll keep note of that one. This would be better in a different case. I do like this one. I think I'm gonna stick with this one for now. So here's what it sounds like. I'm going to put the metronome on. I currently have it at 133 BPM. It's a little bit slow if you're considering what the typical BPM for modern hip-hop is. It's a little slower. It's more in like the pop range, 133, but honestly, it doesn't really matter. But here's with the metronome. So, I'm going to turn off all the overpowering sounds, the main one. I'm going to turn off the counter melody. I'm going to keep the bass line on and probably the strings. I like the way those two sound together. Let's get to it. Let's do the, So maybe if we did it, like, right here. Let's do a little... Let's see how C, F, C sounds. It's a little fast. I'm going to get rid of that middle one. So I'm going to have it play pretty much on the second and the fourth. Yeah, I think it sounds good. It's on the second and the fourth. It's what we also put the snare on, but I can double time the drums on this. This is just for one measure. I'm going to copy that. And you see, it's not supposed to do too much. It's just supposed to, like I said, fill it out. It all goes back to that, you know? It all circles back to that. What if I raised the two Fs in the two last ones to G? And then I raised C5 to D. I kind of like that, honestly. Like, that sounds good. And you see, because we have so much of the melody filled out, I know you guys can't see what I'm doing right now, but I'm trying my best to walk you guys through it. Pretty much, since I got everything on the same pattern, I'm able to see the notes for the other previous sounds that I already put in. So it pretty much gives me reference as to what notes. Like, the G minor scale, it doesn't have C sharp in it. So there's no need for me to be playing. I need to be playing D and C. That just sounds a little dissonant, you know? That works in, like, certain occasions. You know, music is music. You can really do whatever. But I'm just gonna copy and paste that, honestly. Maybe. So here's what it sounds like for four bars. Oh, right. My bad. Placed it wrong. It's on the second and the fourth. I had it on the first and the third. I already know in that very last one, I want to bring it more together. Watch what I'm going to do here. So here's what it sounds like. I'm going to play it. Listen to the very last one. So it goes like, dun, 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 and then it repeats. But in the second part, that last dun, D, G, and C, I'm going to change that up a little bit. I'm going to see what I can do here. Yeah, so I'm going to change up that last one. And I'm also going to... There we go. Okay, so... Let's change this. I want to bring D down. Maybe bring it back to C. And then maybe bring C back up. Here's D. I can put it on D sharp. Because D sharp is really E flat in this case. Honestly, it doesn't really sound too much of a difference, but honestly, I think I'm going to keep all the root ones, all the C4s throughout, it's all going to remain C4. It's really the top two that I change. No, I do feel like I can make that better. What if I put it on F? I'm going to change C4. I'm going to try F4, G4, and C5, see how that sounds. Yeah, I mean, honestly, you're barely going to hear this when you're listening to the beat. I don't think it really makes much of a difference. But maybe we can find something a little better. I'm going to listen to how this sounds all together. So here's what everything, except for the counter melody. So here's what the main melody with it sounds like. Let's raise all of this up an octave. All of this. Play it. That actually does not sound better. Hold on. Also, what if I changed up this second to last one too? Bring this up to D sharp. Bring this up to A sharp. Might not sound too great with it. Let me play that again by itself real quick. Yeah, that second to last one, that is not it. The A sharp just doesn't sound good with it. I can't use that. Can't. Yeah, no. I don't think I need to make this too complicated. I think I'm gonna All right, yeah. This is going to be the final product right here. Yeah, no, I lied about that. That is not the final product. Also, let's try to find something else. Let's turn off the metronome. I don't need that. What if we did? I'm just gonna run through all these sounds. This one's a little bit better. Okay. What if we did? So for this last one needs to get changed up. I don't know what it is. Needs to get changed up. Hopefully this works. That's a little bit better. You know, you end it off a little bit high. It's like the equivalent of when an 808, you know, when they play on that last fourth bar. Or that fourth beat, it's always like, like, it just like goes up an entire octave. You know what I'm talking about. And, can we get a different sound with this? How does this all sound together? Not on the same one. Turn the counter melody off. I think I can take this a step further, actually. And what I can do is I can fill out the first and the third. So like something like this. Maybe just play a G for now so we can see how this sounds. Let me play that by itself. You cannot hear that. No, it's not going to work. I think it's fine, honestly, playing on the second and the fourth. If I look at, you know, what could be filled out here. I mean, honestly, yeah, it's a lot of stuff starting on. Yeah, so honestly, I think this works. I can find a better sound for this, honestly, like, and something that's more loud, honestly, because these are really quiet. And I don't understand. Put it on 79. It's gonna take 1 second. Raise the velocity up for all of these. Velocity is so important, but I don't think we'll need it for this part. I was using that for the main melody, though, but that's something that I can go into some other time. Maybe I'll try this again if this turns out to be a big success. That's at 80. I'm specific about these numbers. These numbers gotta match. They gotta be exactly what I need it to be. Okay, let's play, honestly, let's just run through more of these, see. All right, Morphine, you're not it. So let's do, let's go to expand. I would use Xenology, but I do not want my computer to start flickering. That's a whole issue that I have sometimes, and I'm really trying to avoid that, because that would just make everything, like, go, like, all bad. So we're doing synth stabs, right? So let's see. Expand has synth brass and polysynths. They also have hits, too. Do I want a brass hit? How does this sound? Okay, that's interesting. Probably not what I need, though, but that sounds cool. I honestly like that. That one is under hits. Orchestral hit? All right, let's run through these. Let's see. Maybe this will work. Let's keep looking. Alright, I'm gonna turn on these other sounds. I think that sounds good, honestly. Let's play the counter melody. I like that. It's sounding real nice. I like what I'm hearing. Let's play everything. Let's play it all together. Let's do it. Yeah, so that's awesome, honestly. I think the stabs don't need to be too loud. I want them to be a little more quiet, so I can change, and I'm actually going to do that in expand itself first, because I know that for some reason it always, oh no, I'm lying. Okay, it is at 1. I thought for some reason the level in expand always started you off at like 2. Let's lower. If it's at 1, let's see what it sounds like. Let's take baby steps. Let's do negative 1. You gotta close this. You serious? All right. It's a little bit quieter. Do I need to, like, stretch this out? What if I stretched it out? Because, you know, it's just like a little... But, like, what if, like, I made it drag out just a little bit? Stretch these out a little bit. That makes a little bit of a difference. Is it necessary? Let's see what it sounds like at 2. That was for 4. Yeah, they're like, it's just playing out for like a little bit longer. But I don't know. Honestly, this is coming together really well. I literally started this beat like after class. So let's play. Man, I just love that melody. Like, hold on, let me play that one more time. Do C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, D. So the D on my computer keyboard is the period. Okay, that's not playing. I do not know why. Is this working? Hold on. Have everything. Okay. I mean, it's registering it, but it's not like playing it. I don't know. This one will play. That's weird. Oh, is it this? Do I need this? Is that why? Nah, that one just doesn't want to play, huh? Alright, it's not the end of the world. I wanted to show you guys some stuff, but I guess it's my message to not dilly-dally. So, okay, what should we do? I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Here's everything together again. And like I said, we can get to arranging it after, but I think I want to get a lead on here. And then after that, we could get to the fun stuff. We could get to the drums and then the arrangement. And then we could like see what needs to be like lowered and raised and volume. All right. So Xenology's off the table for now just because of how much space it takes up. So... let's go to expand. Xenology is my go-to for leads. It just has so many of them, but some of my more infamous leads actually are from expand. So let's see. What does a quack lead sound like? What is this? Can I not play this? Is it not working? Okay, that's actually, like, really obnoxious, actually. Hold on. It just won't go. The hi-hats work, dude. Okay. I don't know, man. Do I need to, like, split channel? Is that what I need to do? I'm not giving up on this yet. We're already almost an hour in. It's crazy how the time flies when you do this. But man, the only problem is with splitting the channel, then I'll have to put this in back in with like the main melody again just so I could get the reference. I don't want to have to do music theory in my head while I'm making a beat. You know, music theory is good, but it's like It's not like, oh, no, let me. It's really just what sounds good, you know? Like, there's no rules to this stuff. But for some reason, I'm pressing this and it will not play. And I'm not going to let that deter me. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to split channel. Hopefully this works. Finally splitting up all of these tracks that are going off the same pattern. Split by channel. Alright, so now they're all individual, right? So I can put this one down. Put this one down. I'm just putting these down one at a time. Like a level one crook. Is what they sound like, the song. I mean, I don't know why I keep replaying that. Everybody's heard it like 10 times already, but yeah, we could worry about that stuff after. I'm gonna double this all up. Control B. Okay, let's go. Yeah, so let's go. Which pattern? I want to put this in the put it in the main melody. I'll put it in the little pluck part, not the piano guitar part. But man, I'm hoping this works. This better work. It doesn't work. New channel. Hold on, guys. I am a little bit sick right now, so bear with me on that. I forgot to mention that, but it's that time of year. But this stuff just won't play. It plays when I press the space button. What is this? Maybe I just save and log out, and then I just like log back in. But I want to see if this one works first. So what am I doing? I'm not putting it in this one. I'm making a new pattern. New pattern, expand 4. Let's go call it that. That's what it is. Okay. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, I was about to say, because I had it on a lead. Okay, so let's go to the leads. Let's go to the soft lead. See how this sounds. Yeah, this thing just doesn't want to play, huh? What if we did... G, D sharp, F, D sharp? Nah. Hold on. No, wait. I already got a pattern. Yeah, expand, you're failing me right now. Because what if I just close expand and I open up Xenology just for the heck of it? I'm going to have to replace it, but... Is it just expand's fault? No, I didn't do anything. Let's open this up. Man, this stinks. This is taking some time off of me. I wanted to finish this up. Maybe I can just ignore the lead and do it later. Because I really wanted to get to some drums. Because that's the part that everybody likes. Like, what if I... Is it going to play out of here? Ah! It's Expand's fault, everybody. Listen to that. That's Xenology working perfectly fine. Hold on. Let me actually go to the lead section. I don't know what I was just playing. It's like a bell or something. We could do sine. I do like sine leads. Sine leads and square leads are some of my favorites. All right, I'll just type sine then. Really? Under lead? Okay, sign lead. We'll see, like, if that really works out with it, but... Man, is that just the way it is? It, like, oh my god. What if we did this, actually? I think I just thought up of something really cool, actually. What's the velocity on this? 79? Let's raise it to 80. Okay, so we got G sharp, which is actually a borrowed chord, because G sharp is not in the G minor scale. So G sharp down to G, and then let's do F. See how this sounds. This is really simple. Simple. Just like, boom. Going like, oh, wait. Pattern. My bad. All right. Let's extend this. I think I can make that work. Maybe that can go well with the other part. Bring these ones out. Extend this first one a little bit. Have it play for a little longer. Stretch this back in. I honestly don't know if you guys can hear that. That is like so quiet for some reason. But let's get a louder lead. I think honestly this has potential. Let's play it with, right, I put everything together now. Damn. Okay, so this, I'm gonna play the song. Let me stretch this out too. What am I doing? All right. Double up on that. Which ones do I want to turn off? I want to play it with the counter melody first. So let's see how the counter melodies, the little dun, 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 and then this sounds together. So here's this stuff. You guys can see how, you know, they can work together, you know? It's a little different. They can work together, though. What if actually, because this goes from A sharp G, D, C. A sharp D, wait. A sharp G, D, C. A sharp G, D, C. That sounds good. So A sharp, what if we did A sharp, G, sorry about that. A sharp, G, C. Ooh, wait. Does that actually sound better together? It might. I would want to change this last C, bring it up, maybe get F. There we go. Or make it D sharp, maybe? E flat. Ooh! Whoa, that sounds nice. Here's the thing, though, because now I'm, like, thinking D to D sharp is obviously the play here, right? But D to C, I'm going to bring it right here, pretty much play that real quick. This is D to C. So it's like, but D to D sharp. Because it goes from A sharp, right? Which is A sharp. And then I think I'm going to do, yeah, I think I'll do to C for the first part. And then the second part, I'll do D to D sharp. Let's see.